At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 235. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast before we get going. Rate 5 stars and find us on WEEI's YouTube channel and find the Play Tessie playlist there. Hit the thumbs up, subscribe to WEEI. You know the drill. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Here with Sammy, here with Pat for another edition of... This is a Who Says No Wednesday.
I'm right now, poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Boba Shett. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
Bada bing. And up today for Who Says No Wednesday, the second edition after people hated my Matt Olson, Jaren Duran trade format. It is Pat Brown, who has not given us any hints on what he's got cooked up today. The only thing he said is it has something to do with a report from over the weekend.
Yep, I know who it is. I know exactly who it is, but I won't say it.
Hold on. Sammy, what's the first letter of the last name?
S.
Pat?
First letter of the last name? What'd you say, Sammy?
I think it's S.
Nope.
Hold on.
I'm shocked. I thought I was reading your context clues from our chat earlier today. Yeah, but all right, go ahead.
It is not for Carlos Santana.
Dang, that's who I was thinking.
Not for Carlos Santana.
So there was a different report today. Actually, I think it was the same report as the Santana thing, just kind of buried in there. It was Bob Nightingale, you know, always smooth with the Twitter fingers, Bob Nightingale, never makes a typo. There was one interesting little nugget in there. And it said that if the Royals fell out of it, they would move Seth Lugo. If you listen to the last episode, we were just talking about how the Sox desperately need a starting pitcher for game two of a playoff series if they get there. Seth Lugo checks that box, and in a big way. Seth Lugo this year, 16 starts, 6-5 with a 2.65, 1.09 whip. He's not going to strike out the world, but doesn't let in runs. Pitches to soft contact. He's a pitcher's pitcher. He locates, and his stuff is disgusting. So I have the Sox moving for him because I don't see the Royals turning things around this late in the
Pat,
season.
Pat, correct me if I'm wrong. He has an opt-out after this year.
Yes, he has a $15 million player option that certainly will not be picked up.
Right. So he's basically a rental.
He's basically a rental. Yep. So, like I just said, Seth Lugo – sub 2.70 ERA, pitcher's pitcher, locates, soft contact, pretty much everything that is the opposite of Garrett Crochet, which I think actually would be a perfect complement to Garrett Crochet.
Good in the playoffs. Yeah.
Yes. So, to the Royals. Again, rental, but also probably the best rental starter that's going to be out there.
Well, Pat, it's actually interesting because he's a rental, but he's got like this poison pill thing. Because, like, if he gets hurt, then you're on – if he, like, needs Tommy John, you're on the hook for $15 million Tommy John recovery.
Yep.
Which could hurt his value a little bit.
Could.
But he's Seth Lugo, so he's going to net. But, like, it hurt Carlos Rodon when the Giants couldn't trade him that year because he had that.
Yeah.
Carlos Rodon's, like, a guy who has a laundry list of injuries. All right, go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's different. But let's hear the trade.
So, prefacing here, it's a rental in a vacuum. No top prospects are going out. So Password is not going. Arias is not going. I don't think any of them are being moved unless it's for a Joe Ryan, like just some obscene
control
pitcher. Yes. Rental. So to the Royals, again, because I think he'll be probably the better one of the better starters available at the deadline. To the Royals, Mikey Romero, 21 years old, former first-round pick, currently ranked number 10 from Sox prospects, 800 OPS in AA. He's finally healthy. He's playing well. Also with him, Justin Gonzalez, outfielder, 18 years old, number 16 ranked prospect, 760 OPS in A-ball. Still super young, raw talent. It's just a position of depth in the organization. And then along with the two of them, starting pitcher Yordani Monegro. Monegro is interesting because he's 22 and he's fresh into AA, but the stuff is good. He's built like a pitcher. The upside's there.
He did just get Tommy John, though.
Yes. He's just buried in the system behind totally like all these guys. So a 9 starts in AA before the surgery, 2.67 ERA. So long story short, Red Sox are getting a rental in Seth Lugo, who has a poison pill. The Royals are getting the Sox 10, 16, and 19 ranked prospects, all of which are 22 and under with decent to high upside. Who says no?
That's an interesting one. I just find it so interesting because of the whole poison pill aspect of that 15 mil, because he's either a rental or you have him for next year, but you don't want him for next year. So like, yeah, it's Seth Lugo. He's got a 2.65 ERA right now. He is the type of guy that you want going in game two. We talked a lot about it on the last podcast, how the Red Sox, as well as Lucas Giolito, has pitched. We still don't know who's going in that game two right now as we sit here in July. I want to say the first point of contention here has to be where are the Royals going to be in the standings at the end of July, because they're going to ride this thing until they can't. They're kind of hovering around that five-ish games out as we sit here at the beginning of July. I don't think they're going to want to sell. I think they're going to have to be more than five out to sell. I think they're going to have to be maybe six, or at least six, maybe seven out to sell. But I wonder if they're going to want, like, if you're the Royals, you still want to, like, if you're going to sell, you still want to compete next year. And most of the guys you listed there, like Mikey Romero, could probably debut next year. The other guys are not debuting next year or probably the year after. I wonder if they would be more interested in like one of the Red Sox. Like it would be painful. Like if you had to trade a Dobbins or a Fitz or someone who you've seen pitch at the big league level with some success and they're ready to be in the majors now, maybe not necessarily the highest ceiling as a starting pitcher, but they've got the full 6 years of control. They've shown they can be big league starters. Obviously, they're not as good as Seth Lugo. I wonder if that would be something the Royals would be more interested in. I think right now, if I had to say who says no, I think value-wise, you're pretty close. But if I had to say one team to say no, I'll say the Royals.
All right. Well, first off, Pat, this is a really good who says no.
Yeah, it's very even.
This is a tough one. That said, I agree with Gordo. I don't think the value is far off at all, but I think both teams say no to this. The reason is kind of what Gordo said. To me, if I'm looking at that trade, it's Mikey Romero, a young kid who has back issues already. Yordani Monegro, who's not even going to pitch at any level for about a year and plus. And then a teenager with upside. But he's like, who knows? Who knows with Gonzalez? He's kind of without a position already at a young age. He's like first base, corner outfield, not good at either. So I don't think that's the right package, but I think you have the right concept. Like, I think if you changed up the prospects and made it like, maybe not Dobbins types who are already in big league baseball, but guys who are a little closer, like Romero. Like Romero makes sense in this. He's not the perfect prospect or anything, but he makes sense in this. It's the other two guys that I'm not so sure about. And from the Red Sox perspective, I feel like this is a little too rich for them when it comes to a rental. I don't think the Red Sox are going to add a starting pitcher if it's a rental, because the good ones like Lugo are expensive, as you just explained, and the rest are not really upgrades. Like it needs to be an upgrade. So I think if they add a pitcher, it's going to be like a good one that they want to keep around, either extend or already is under team control. So I think both teams say no, but I think you're very close value wise. And if you just changed up the prospects, I think the Royals would say yes, barring a godfather offer from some other team.
The Lugo thing is interesting because obviously we know the Red Sox had a lot of interest in him a couple off seasons ago.
But that was the main thought with this.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, going, because like Sammy is right. I like my opinion on this. Like I've been of the opinion that you can kind of go either way offensively, but the starting pitcher, like, I don't know if this organization is going to want to kick $150+ million to a starting pitcher in their 30s next offseason. So the question is Seth Lugo, like, it's okay that he's a rental, but is he the guy that you're going to want to invest in? He's going to be 36 next year. He's not showing any signs of slowing down, but if you're the Red Sox, is that your guy? Is that your number two? Because you're not making this trade to have Seth Lugo then opt out and leave. You're making this trade if you think Seth Lugo's our guy, we're going to extend him, maybe not right now because he's probably going to want to test the market, but we fully intend on signing this guy. If that's it, then the Red Sox should be okay dealing that package. It's guys from areas of depth. They've got plenty of it in their system in a lot of different areas. You tell me where Mikey Romero is going to play in the majors on this team. So it shouldn't make them super uncomfortable to do it. I think it would be a little more uncomfortable to deal, like I was talking about, like a Dobbins or a Fitz. Like that would make you a little uncomfortable, but at the same time, it would increase your ceiling this year. It's tough. Like he's got to be your guy. Like if I'm the Red Sox, I'm not giving up that package or Fitz or Dobbins or really anybody for a high priced rental if I don't want to put my best foot forward to sign.
This is such
for everybody.
This is one of the weirdest deadlines in recent memory because there's so few obvious sellers, and the obvious sellers like don't have that great of pieces. Like the Marlins. So like let's say they traded with the Marlins and they got Gordo's boy, Edward Cabrera.
Ooh, the guy we thought did get traded, but he didn't.
Does that make to the Pirates. Does that make any sense? Does that make sense, like, to get a guy like that? Because to me, I'm like, no, you already have four of those guys or three of those guys. Like Edward Cabrera. I think he has a lot of upside, but does that make sense? But then you look at, like, the Twins, Joe Ryan, who we've talked about today and weeks before, where he's going to be a guy that a lot of people are talking about. He's a stud, and he has team control. Are the Red Sox willing to pay a premium again after they just did that for Garrett Crochet? I don't know. So that's why it's like, who the hell do they target? I have a name in mind for my who says no, but I'm just like, I'm trying to make it work. And I don't know if I can. It's just, it's like a weird balancing act between good enough to be an upgrade, but is it too expensive for the Red Sox?
That's the thing. Like Sammy, we'll go back to Edward Cabrera. Cause you're right. That's my guy. But like you trade for Edward Cabrera, you're basically trading for, obviously, he's an incredibly different pitcher than him, but you're basically trading for another Lucas Giolito where it's like, how much can you buy into what he's done for X amount of time? With Seth Lugo, he is the definition of consistency. Like, you know, I mean, he may not be a 2.65 ERA guy the whole year, but he's sure as shit going to be at minimum a mid-rotation starter. Like, this is just who he's been since he's become a starter.
Right. I think Cabrera is like an extreme version of Giolito because Giolito at least has a track record.
Yeah.
With Edward, the reason we've been enamored with Edward Cabrera is because his stuff is crazy. He's got crazy stuff, and Gordo likes to use him in friggin'
MLB the
show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was gas. So, good sinker.
90-mile-an-hour changeup or whatever. But yeah, it's pitching-wise. I have been like racking my brain. Like, who the fuck are they going to pick up? Who is the guy? I don't know. It's tough. Lugo makes sense. I actually hadn't really thought about him because my head, the Royals have, like, you know, Reagans, Cameron, Lugo, Bubich has been really good. I'm like, oh, they'll figure it out, but maybe they won't. Maybe they
in
won't
my head, they've
out.
Been so much better than they've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Royals the benefit of the doubt with development because of how good they were in those 14 and 15 seasons, like an all homegrown team plus Ben Zobrist. So maybe I got to back off of that a little.
Pat, I'm surprised that you didn't give us Merrill Kelly. Why did you pick Lugo over Merrill Kelly? Was it because of where the Diamondbacks are?
So no. So Merrill is just as good, honestly, if not better, postseason pitcher than Seth Lugo is. I for some reason I just trust Lugo more. Like Merrill's been great. He's been great for years. But I think Lugo's like the steady veteran. So is Kelly. But like the other thing too that was really my sway, like the swaying decider, was that Lugo would be AL to AL.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Familiar with the ballparks. Been great in the AL since he's been to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Merrill is in NL West, so he's pitching in Dodger Stadium, San Fran, like
Coors.
True, yeah, Coors.
Oh no, Pat, you're not wrong though. The NL to AL thing, like I crapped all over that for years, but it can be a thing. It's not real. Always a thing.
It's legit,
it can be
a thing. Yeah,
but like it's interesting because you were a Merrill Kelly guy.
Yep.
You're a Seth Lugo guy now. Seth Lugo is going to be 36 in November. Merrill Kelly is 36 now.
Yep.
Like Pat Brown is targeting, I need certainty. If you traded for Seth Lugo, would you be interested in re-signing him?
Assuming
he opts out? No. Really?
No. So the reason, Lugo is more of like the stopgap for this year. He leaves and you just, me personally, I'm investing in a starting pitcher on the free agent market for your number two. So like, yeah, you're giving up a ton for Lugo just to not re-sign him or not to re-sign him. But it also completely negates any roster gymnastics, any fudging and everything. Like, it's just a clean, you're here for 3 months, you're gone. We have a number two hole to fill.
But I have a question for you, Pat. Is this Red Sox team, and granted, we say this now on July 6th, and that answer can flip up and change. But is this Red Sox team good enough to give the package that you put out there for a rental?
Do they have the package to fill the hole?
Yes. Fill it deep
with the package.
I don't know. But like, so like my thing is that with the package that I said, right? So it's Romero, Gonzalez, and then Monegro. None of those three are going to be contributing on the Sox roster at any point soon. Or probably period. Like Romero has no fit. Gonzalez, who knows? And then like, Tommy John, you got so many 4 and 5 starters that I don't think Monegro down the line factors in either. So you're basically just giving three guys of pure surplus to maximize the roster for this year. And I don't think that's crazy.
I don't think that's crazy, but you got to look at it as capital. Like once you trade those guys, it's like you only have so much extra excess prospect capital to trade for these rentals. So you're not wrong, but it's like, is this the team that you want to, because like last year,
also,
they did it, but it was guys that were going to get pushed in the Rule 5.
They None were going to, yes, they gonna. Did it with Luis Garcia last year.
Right. But again, like, I want to say Mikey Romero is not Rule 5 eligible next year. I could be wrong.
He might be.
But Monegro won't get poached. Recovering from Tommy John
and Wilson,
and like obviously Justin Gonzalez, he's not going to be eligible. So like,
I'm checking on Romero right now. Rule 5 eligible 2026 in December. So no, Sox prospects. Okay. Thank you, Sox prospects for that. That's a great resource. You know who would have made sense in this deal, Pat? I think kind of the closer to major league ready is Blaze Jordan. Somewhere in that deal, like he's hot right now, and he could contribute in 2025.
He may not be a fit for the Royals though, just because they've got Vinny and Jack.
DH the guy, but no, you're right, Gordo. It's not.
But
it's
no, I agree. He should be the guys, and like I want to see this team trade for controllable stuff this deadline. Like that's going to be my theme. Like I would rather just take the plunge. Sammy, you brought up Joe Ryan. Like that's a guy who I would take a plunge on. I would push things in to get. Wow, I can't dodge.
Yeah, holy
I would trade
hell.
For Joe. God,
dude, this is
I would trade
so much.
For Joe Ryan, and I would be fine trading guys on the precipice of the bigs, like a password, guys that are blocked. Any of the guys in Pat's trade, like I don't care what I'm dealing, really, if it's an area of surplus and if it's for a guy with control, because I know I'm not going to have to deal for that position again next year.
You guys think the Royals? You think the Royals would take Seth Lugo for password 1-for-1? I wouldn't do that, but do you think they would?
They would, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there might be better offers. That's the only reason I'm not 100% sure. Like, I like password, but what is he on? Like, He's like in the 90s, a fringe top 100 guy, has some red flags. Like, he's played really well in AAA. The numbers are great, but like, what's he going to be in Major League Baseball? I don't know.
How,
he could
how
be
many anyway. Rentals, though, are going for top? Like, I think about Jack Flaherty last year. They got Trey Sweeney and some other stuff. But I don't think he was a top 100 guy. But he also had injury concerns. But then yeah. again, Seth Lugo has the poison pill, which, like, obviously we don't think Seth Lugo is going to get hurt or suck. But, like, it is something that gets taken into account. It's tough. I think if you can get a top 100 prospect for a rental, you probably, like, I don't know how many better offers than that you're getting.
Yeah. Where is Password right now? MLB has him. No,
he was at 100, I think, on MLB.
Oh, here
but
we
he was
go.
Higher top on one. BA.
BA, I think, is like 86.
Keith Law had him like in the 40s, I think.
Yeah, Keith had him super high.
So he's 100 on Pipeline. So he's fringe. He's like a fringe top 100 guy. Not a bad prospect at all. I'm not trying to talk down about Password. I like him.
No, I think
he's going to have a big league career. I'm just like, how good? How good is this guy? Is he worth like, I don't know. I don't know what he's worth. I don't know. Tough call.
Yeah. In the end, like if I, like, cause we'll put a bow on it because we've danced around it a lot. Cause like value wise, Pat, I think you did a good job lining up the value. I don't know. I think
It just might not be the right players. It's not the value. It's the specific players listed in this.
It's also, I still have such a hard time seeing the Royals sell. So I guess like right now I would say the Royals say no, but if they enter into like fire sale mode with rentals, I don't know who else they have that's a rental.
And how's their farm too, by the way? Is the Royals
sucks.
Farm good? They're like...
Sucks.
Okay.
Yeah. That's they have Caglione, Blake Mitchell... But these are, yeah, Blake Mitchell's not even close. Carter Jensen, not really.
And then they blew it because they took, like, they took Frank Mazzucato 1 year, like, way over slot. They took the catcher. Oh, you just said it, right, Sammy?
Mitchell. Dude, what's with the Blake Royals? Mitchell, yeah. The Royals have an infatuation with Italian-Americans. Mazzucato, Pasquantino, Caglione. How you doing?
They took Blake Mitchell over Kyle Teal.
Those were like the two dudes. Those were the two catchers. Was Blake Mitchell drafted higher?
Yeah, Mitchell went 9.
God.
Mitchell was drafted 8th. 8th in 2023.
Yep.
Damn. Wasn't Teal 9?
No, Teal was...
He must have been like 14.
I think he was 14. 13, I think.
I'm checking right now. Checking on Kyle Teal. Kyle Teal, 14, yeah. 14. Why did I think he was like...
Nah, he was supposed to be, that's why. He was supposed
that's my
to be
weakness.
Like 7th, 8th, 9th pick.
With baseball, my weakness is draft stuff. I never remember who was picked when.
I'm good with the draft.
They're just with the team. Yeah, you got Richard Fitz.
I mean, you got the Richard Fitz.
Yeah, on the Wasabi Challenge on WWE. Yeah, that was incredible. But yeah, anyway, Pat, I think that was a perfect who says no. I think the value was close. I just don't agree with the players, but... It's the spirit of the game that we play.
Sammy, so if you had to say who says no, who's saying no, to put a bow on it. I think I'll lean Royals just because I think there's a different type of package that they can get.
I think Red Sox say no.
Okay, I like it then.
But I think both. I think both say no, but I think I don't think the Red Sox would give up 3 of their top like 20 prospects for a rental. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't think that's how they operate.
One day they might get there. Like if this is a team that's sitting in first place, then that's something you can do.
Yeah. Different story. If they're on the precipice of like, if this, like, we believe this team could
push over the hump,
championship.
You know?
Yeah. Seth Lugo is a guy who would go to like the Dodgers or like the Mets to put him, the Mets. That's where he'll go. Mets. Seth Lugo, Mets.
Bring him home. Bring him home. Reunited. Okay. Pat, good job. Good. Who says no? The next one will be from Sammy. And then do we want to say we bring back Joe Braverman after Sammy?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
All right. This is good. We've been waiting for the Joe Braverman who says no for when what month was that?
It's been like 7 months.
So I'm excited for that. That'll be the most highly anticipated who says no. I'm really excited for that.
Come back.
But Pat, good job. We'll see what the reaction on social is. I can almost guarantee you, you will get a better reaction for that one than I got for mine. But yeah, that's going to do it for episode, what is this, 235 of Play Tessie. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember, hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Rate 5 stars and find us on YouTube on WEI's channel. You can find the Play Tessie playlist there. Hit the thumbs up on all the videos. Subscribe to WEI and find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, putting together a great Who Says No today. For Joe Braverman producing, it is Gordo here for Play Tessie. July baseball, baby. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.